edition 5. Now, I am doing the commute to work through Forty Hill, and I just recorded this whole episode, which I called The Commute. And I was using the USB microphone that I've got, which is really cheap. It's only like £20. And it's pretty pants. And I kind of remembered that actually this mic that's on board the phone is far superior. I mean, and technically, I also think that the one for when it's used with the video is better. I don't know why that is, but it is. So I was kind of toying with the idea, but then I decided against it. So anyway, I'm walking to work via Forty Hill, and I've brought the camera with me. And so over the weekend, which I have to say was largely successful, I'm really pleased with the outcome. I mean, building the website, going through the processes of sort of, you know, coming out the other end, then realizing that the server, the Raspberry Pi server, is not the best idea. But I'm still going to explore that today, because I'm not totally giving up on that just yet. I think there's a way I can still use that. I'm not entirely sure for what, but I'll figure that out. But today I feel really tired, which is not surprising, because not achy, just sort of tired, a little bit drained after riding yesterday on the single speed to Hartford, after doing it on the Saturday, even though I did a big walk to Cheshunt with Milo on the Saturday. I think I've just got my next picture, so I'm just going to have to pause it here and take it. Long story short, I didn't find my next picture. What I thought was a good shot turned out to be far too dark, and I don't really have the time and energy to sit and go through all my settings. So, so I'm feeling rather tired because of the ride and using the single speed, which is, I think I mentioned in edition 4, that the bike is really hard to ride. I don't think I designed it to be a particularly comfortable thing. And looking back, it does make me feel quite impressed with myself, really, because I think I rode that around Western Netherlands, you know, around the whole of, well, so half of the whole of South Holland, you know, but laden with camping gear. You know, I had the tent on the handlebars, and the pannier racks on the back carrying our clothes and stuff, and a backpack carrying the rest of our provisions and sleeping bag and stuff. So going out and riding 16 miles, I think it was, yesterday, with nothing. I mean, I wasn't carrying anything. I think I was literally just carrying a spare inner tube and some tyre spanners. That was it. And then I realised that if I'd got a flat on the front, I wouldn't have been able to have taken it off, because I didn't have a spanner with me, which is foolish. And there was an edition of an episode, I think episode 44 or 43, I think, anyway, I might be wrong, where I was walking along Forty Hall. I might not have actually published it or removed it. And I found there was a turtle sunning himself. Now, admittedly, the sun's gone in, because there's a sort of sporadic amount of clouds. And it's gone in behind a very sort of wisp of a cloud. So the sun's not especially out. But it will be again. So no one's particularly, nothing is sunning itself. So, yeah, it does make me feel rather proud. It was a tough ride. So when I woke up this morning, I felt really achy. Very achy. I thought to myself, do I want to get the bike out of the shed and go on another ride to work this morning? And I thought, well, no, I've not really walked since Saturday. So I didn't make my 10,000 steps yesterday. Gone are the days when I would do 16 as a total. Now I'm aiming to do 10 every day. I don't think I didn't do that yesterday. I was tired. I fell asleep on the sofa as well, unsurprisingly. I thought, no, I'll walk. I mean, I've got work to do this afternoon. I've got a few different tasks. And then I've got sort of a free afternoon, so I'm going to decide whether to go for a ride or a walk. I wouldn't mind going over the, if it's warmer this afternoon anyway, I wouldn't mind heading over to the Chayside Woodland Walk, because I think that'd be good. I've not done that for over a month, I think. So I think that'd be kind of cool to go and do that. Plus, this week, I've got the, I'm heading up to Manchester, up Oldham tomorrow for a conference for 2 days. So I've got to swat up on that when I get to work and find out where I'm going, which I kind of know is Oldham. And once I've got the map and stuff and then sort of read the different sort of the plans, you know, what they're achieving, so I don't sort of sit there going, I'll be honest, I don't care, actually. I think I stopped caring, stopped pretending that I cared anyway, a little while ago. So it's sort of two nights in a Holiday Inn in Oldham, so that I can on Thursday go to Mam Tor and do the and walk along the peaks. So I was sort of toying with the idea that I would stay up there, either staying in a hostel and staying there for the night, and then or camping, one of the two. I haven't, but then I kind of thought, well, actually, I don't think that the walk, the Mam Tor, is going to be. It's not going to be. It's not the same ilk as walking into London or walking to Hertford. You know, the distance. Admittedly, yes, it's peaks, but it's not huge distances. So, so my plan is to leave the car in Mam Tor car park and then walk along the peaks to Hope and back again, and then if I need to sit and chill out in my car for an hour or so before driving down, or just taking my time driving back, you know, that will be my plan. So I come back Thursday night and relax then. Yeah, so that's sort of pretty much the plan, because I wanted to do episode 45 of the journal series from Mam Tor. Which, because it will be a crossover between the journal series and Hike and Pod, so it will be a proper hike, you know. Not that my hikes aren't proper, but it has been suggested to me that my hikes aren't amazingly taxing in terms of the walks, you know. The distance, yes, definitely, they are a challenge, but the actual, you know, the terrain is not difficult, because it's usually down canal paths, you know, which I kind of want to change this year. As I'm now doing crossovers with different shows and remembering what I've said in what show. So, still very limited on what I can take photographs of here at Forty Hill. And I'm thinking, do I want to waste my time walking around the north-eastern grass section? Well, the funny thing is when where I live, when I come off of Hilly Fields and into the northern section of Forty Hall, it's lower than the southern section, which is where the house is, the Jacobean house. So it kind of gives the impression that this is the south and the south bit is the north. So I always get confused by that. And then I realise that when I get to Maiden's Bridge on Forty Hill is sort of the most eastern section of Forty Hill. So I'm climbing uphill going south, which is a bit, you know, disconcerting. So I've decided to get rid of and to not do the whole grass section by Forty Hill School and just walk up past Elsinge Palace, the remains, or the footprint rather, of Elsinge Palace, because that's all that's there now, and head towards the Jacobean House. I don't really need to take any more pictures of the house, I've got so many, I should, what's that? But anyway, I think that's it. That's all I've got to say.